You've heard us talking about it. You've kind of seen it. This is the week where Awaken Evansville will begin later on this week. We are asking you on February 1st to begin praying through your lists that God has called you to pray for. Begin praying for your neighbors. We have now over 60 churches in Evansville that are plugged into this, that are participating with us in this effort. And there's plenty of people from plenty of churches, but 60 are saying it from the pulpit. So I'm pretty excited about it. Basically, for those of you that have not been here, the goal for a bunch of churches in Evansville have gotten together. Like Lou mentioned, we believe that we're part of something bigger. We are a part, our church is Encounter Church is part of other churches, and we partner with them. And I met this past Wednesday with about 80 other pastors here in town, and we just talk about things and pray with each other, and we do work together. I want you guys to know that. This particular thing that we're working for, if you have not already signed up, if you would like to participate and have not done anything about it, here's what I need you to do. BlessEveryHome.com, okay? That's what you need to know. Write it down right now. Get on your phone right now. Look it up right now. I don't care if you ignore me for the next 5 minutes if you want to go ahead and sign up right now. But what you do is you're going to sign up on this website, and you're going to see this website right here. And when you push sign up, you give them your email that you want them to send some names to you for. You'll give them your actual address. And what they'll do is they'll send you the names of 40 people that are around you that you can pray for based on your address, okay? And you can change that number to 10, you can change that number to 20, you can change that number to 80 if you want, but they'll send you, for example, they're going to send you certain names every day. You can check whether you want to do it every day of the week, just Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just weekdays. You can check all that sort of stuff on the options. But we hope that you'll participate. We hope that you will sign up, and we hope that you'll take it serious, because we believe that, quite honestly, we're not capable of making the change that God wants to do in this city. And there's some real issues that real people are dealing with, and they're deep. And they hurt, and they've got church hurt, and they've got scars, and they've got we've got so much, so many scars in our lives that need to be healed, that only can be healed by the Lord. And it's not going to work with self-righteousness. It's not going to work with you pushing someone real hard. We believe the Holy Spirit will draw people in and change the lives of people in the city. And we believe that God's going to do amazing things in the city. Now, along with it, next week you're going to see this. There's an Awaken Evansville daily prayer guide. We have them in our welcome center. We're going to have them all in our welcome center. So we will be able to give those out to you. It just gives you devotional, if you will, each day, some things that will help guide your prayer life, as well as some questions and some things to read and stuff like that. So it'll help you develop some of these spiritual disciplines that we've been talking about. So I'm asking you to, one, sign up on the website. Number two, Awaken Evansville, get the prayer guide. And number three is quite simply, Number three is quite simply, set an event in your phone. Do it right now. What I'm doing, I've been asked, So in 2 Chronicles, there's a verse that you might be familiar with. It says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I believe this is something that we are called to do. I believe that God wants to do a lot of healing in a lot of broken people. And I believe that, because of 7:14, maybe this works for you. Set your phones daily at 7:14 to pray. And that's when you can pray for your people. Now, so for me, 7:14 a.m. works, kind of, because I usually drop my daughter off at school right around that time. And so I'm just going to do it as soon as she's out of the car and she's dropped off. That'll be my cue to pray. I'm one of those people that, I had a good heart. I thought about doing it. I forgot to do it. Some of you like that. This is going to give you a little bit of a reminder. Take a few minutes to be able to pray. And I believe that God wants to heal us. I believe that God wants to forgive us. He wouldn't have sent Jesus if we didn't. He wants our hearts. He wants our lives because he knows that we're created to be fulfilled in him. And we're seeking so many other things that aren't working. So begin doing that. And I hope that you guys will all participate. Now, let's move on to this week's message. We've been talking for the last few weeks about the tabernacle. And I got to be honest with you, when I first read about the tabernacle, like in Exodus, that was kind of when I was in those fast-forward through boring part of Exodus. And I remember reading through and like, so I don't really care about the acacia wood and the gold inlays, and it has to be 80 feet by. To me, like, it just doesn't make any sense. And so those were some scriptures that I kind of fast-forwarded through until a few years ago. And a few years ago, I was challenged to really look at the tabernacle as a guide to help you approach the throne of God. Because basically this whole thing, this tabernacle, you see right here this inner part. So this is the whole tabernacle, the outer part. But this inner part right here is like, that's where God's presence was. And inside that, there's even the Holy of Holies. And that's where God literally lived amongst the Israelites while they were wandering through the wilderness. In addition to, there's a temple later on that's very similar to this. And but what happened was God chose to, he told Moses, I want you to build this thing exactly in this way so that I can dwell in the midst of the people. Because here's what happens. We have a holy God who we can't see, we don't really fully understand, and we are impure people, and how do I relate with this holy God? And God's like, yes, I need to show you what it takes to get to me, and that's what this tabernacle is. Well, so a few years ago, I was challenged to begin praying the tabernacle because I believe it'll enrich your prayer life, which I was like, I go through different methods of prayer, and they're really rich for a time, and then they get dry because they become mundane, but there's beauty in them, but they've just become mundane to me. Well, this one hasn't become mundane for me for years, and maybe it will one day. But I believe the reason why it hasn't become mundane is because this is how God actually revealed to his people to meet him. And so that's why we're going through this right now. We can learn a lot from it. Now, for those of you that haven't been here at all, cool. We're going to catch you up real quick. Basically, what we do is I'm going to walk you through. We spent the previous 3 weeks on this. You can check online. We would love to have you. Just listen to those messages. You can catch up. I believe it's very helpful. I wouldn't say that. But when we think through this and when I pray through this, basically what I want you to think through is through this tabernacle picture, you enter into the gate, and when you get into the tabernacle, you kind of, and as you're praying, this is what I want you to do. Getting through the gate is the prayer time. And the first thing you do is you enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Yes, good, you guys are listening. And so I start my prayer time every day with thanksgiving. I just know me, and I know that it's very easy to get frustrated about things. And you know what one of the best cures to being frustrated with someone or something is? To begin to thank God for the good things about that person or the situation that you got yourself into. I find myself, it's very easy to criticize other people. That's kind of what I've been taught. We're great as a culture in saying what's wrong with everyone else. We're not great at necessarily giving workable solutions. But when I'm able to just go, Lord, I'm this person right now is, I've been really having a hard time with them. Lord, I just thank you right now. You have given this person this, this, and this, and I thank you for making him the way that you've made him. I thank you that he's in my life. I thank you that she's doing this for me. And right now, my kid is annoying me, but Lord, I'm thankful for this and that about them. It changes the way I view everything. Lord, this person right over here, this person has been pestering me about things lately. I'm getting real tired of it. They know the answer. Lord God, I'm just thankful that I have, like I said the other week, a sane mind that I can think through things. I'm thankful that you have blessed me in so many ways. I thank you for my home. I thank you for the fact that I'm able to have a vehicle to get around. I'm thankful for clothes to wear. I'm thankful for that my family gets along. I'm thankful. And so I just start off every prayer with thanksgiving. And that's how we're going to ask you to do it. When we approach the throne of God, we become less entitled when we start off in thanksgiving. So So the first thing that you do is you're going to enter his courts with thanksgiving, and the next thing you're going to see is you're going to look around you, and you're going to smell blood, and you're going to see slaughter tables and all these sorts of things, because there's a need for blood. We recognize as Christians that the wages of our sin is death, so we're separated from God because of our sins. And so back then, they sacrificed, the priest would do a daily sacrifice of an animal to be able to look forward to the ultimate sacrifice, which now we look backwards to Jesus who has fulfilled this. And so what I'm going to do next after my time of thanksgiving is I'm going to say, Lord, I'm just so thankful for Jesus. Jesus, your blood has covered my sins. Lord, I deserved wrath. You took the wrath for me. God, I'm thankful for Jesus Christ. I need Jesus. It's not, I'm about to come to you with some prayers because my heart is heavy in this area right here, but it's not based on my authority. I'm not saying I was really good this week, God, so give me these three things. I'm saying Jesus is really good. I'm not. I'm not worthy to come into your presence. Cover me with the blood of Jesus. And you know what? This area of my life right here, I'm struggling again, and I'm not going to give up on this addiction. I know I've got a struggle right here. I'm sorry for getting there, but I know I'm okay before you because of Jesus' blood. Thank you for that, Lord. Continue to help me to stay underneath his blood. I'm getting kind of self-righteous over here, Lord. Forgive me of that, Lord. Help me to be able to recognize my need for a righteousness outside of myself more often. God, I'm struggling with this area. And so this is that next step that I'm asking you guys to do. So the outer courts, as we've seen, is thanksgiving. The brazen altar is the next thing we see. It's blood sacrifice. The third thing we see, I'll just leave the words up so you can see that if you wanted to catch up. The third thing we see is we see this laver, and it's a mirrored bowl with water for ceremonial washings. And what you would do is you would wash different body parts, and you would actually see the parts that you're washing because it's mirrored. And so what I do in my prayer life, after spending time in Thanksgiving, after just spending time, I might even sing songs to the Lord, you know, depending on how much time I have, and just about Jesus. But that third part is offering your body. And so what we're doing here is we're praying for specific body parts. And I go head to toe. And depending on how much time I have, it might just be head and toe. it might be, you know what, this week my heart feels heavy. This week my mind is getting distracted today. My eyes are getting distracted. I'm seeing this person in a way I don't want to. So here's how I would pray it. I would go in Thanksgiving, blood sacrifice, and offering my body. And I'm going to go, Lord, God, I just pray right now for my brain, God. I pray that you would focus it and help me to be able to honor you. God, cleanse my mind. My mind is impure. My mind needs you so deeply. Cleanse my mind, God. Protect my mind, and God, minister to my mind and my ears. I'm hearing some things. I'm making me very anxious. I'm listening to the news. I'm listening to my friends' gossip. Lord, just protect my ears. God, I don't want to hear these things. I don't want to hear the voices of the evil one. Will you speak instead to my ears, God? Cleanse my ears, God, and speak to them that I might hear you speak more mightily. And so I'm going to pray specifically for my ears. I'm even going to probably touch them when I do it. And I'm going to say, Lord, will you just speak to my ears? I'm tired of hearing the lies of the evil one telling me I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. Why do you think you can lead these people? You're an idiot. I'm tired of hearing those lies. God, will you speak truth to me? Okay? You're going through a hard time. God gets it. God loves you in it. Quit listening to the lies of the evil one. So, Lord, will you please cleanse my ears? Will you, my mouth, it can be used to praise, but it also can be used to cut people down, Lord. Will you please, my lips are unclean. Touch my lips. Cleanse them. Lord, furthermore, will you use them to speak your glory to the nations? Will you use them today to speak through me to people that you want me to do? But I don't even want to speak to this person today. God, will you cleanse my heart? And I begin praying for my heart. God, cleanse my heart that I actually want to talk with that person that I know you want me to talk with. I don't have strength right now. Strengthen my legs. Strengthen my shoulders. So I'm praying through my body parts. And I'm praying, God, cleanse them. God, keep the evil one away from them, and will you be glorified in my life? So that's that next part, the offering your body. The fourth, and so what we do after this is we kind of go inside here. Now we're into this area, and this is where just the priests get to go back then. Fortunately, we have a high priest named Jesus Christ who has allowed us to go in here on our own. And so the first thing that we're going to go to once we get inside the tabernacle is the candlestick. It's the Holy Spirit. It represents the Holy Spirit. We talked about this a lot last week. I'm restating a lot. I know this. I want this to be normal for you. Okay? It's like math class where you, at the beginning of the year, you go over the same thing you went through. I really think once you can begin to get your prayer life focused, the Lord's going to be able to speak to you in deeper ways, and you are going to be able to communicate to him more consistently. So anyway, last week was the Holy Spirit, and what I'm going to pray when I look at that candlestick is I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, I need you to speak. I think I know where I'm supposed to go today, but I wanted to be dependent on you. One of the things the Holy Spirit does throughout Scripture is he tells people where to go, and he tells people where not to go. And so I'm going to say, Lord, I have this meeting today, Lord. I'm not sure if I should go. Will you just close the door if you don't want me to go there? If you do want me to go there, just open my mouth. Show me how to speak in that place. Lord, Holy Spirit, will you please empower me? I have gifts. I have spiritual gifts that I know you've given me. There's some that I've just let fall asleep. Will you reawaken those? Show me how to use those for your glory. Holy Spirit, the fruit of my life is junk right now. I have so much anger and jealousy right now. Lord, will you please help me to just dig into you? And God, as I dig into your word and as I begin to trust you more, will the fruit of your Spirit be evident in my life? Because right now I don't feel joy. I feel anxiety. So will you, Lord, replace the fruit of my life, the natural fleshly fruit that I have, will you replace it with your Holy Spirit? And so these are some of the things that I'm going to pray. Give me the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, convict me of sin. I think I'm right in this area. If I'm not, will you please show me? This person over here is insisting on doing this, and it's really getting in the way of things. Lord, I don't know if he's right. I don't know if she's right. I don't know if she's wrong. But will you just convict her? She loves you. She thinks she's doing what's best. I really think it's hurting me. God, will you just convict her? My kids are running away from you right now, Lord. I can't change their mind. I can't change their heart. Will you just change it, God, because you're powerful enough? And this is what we do when we trust the Holy Spirit to lead us. And so this is where we are. And the next area that we're going to be in is we're going to go to this next little area. The next thing you're going to see is called, there we go, there's the picture of it. We're going to see a table there. And this table right here is called the table of showbread. There's dishes and bowls that are set there, and there's 12 loaves of bread that are there, okay? And these 12 loaves of bread, these showbread, they represent the 12 tribes of Israel, and it's bread. And so you go to this next little station, and we see the bread that's there, and throughout Scripture we see the bread is the word, and we see that pretty consistently through Scripture. And we even see Jesus when he's being tempted. We see Jesus in Matthew 4:4. He answers and he says, it's written, the word, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so what I'm doing in this next place when I go to the table of showbread is I'm remembering the word, okay? So we've had Thanksgiving. We've remembered the blood sacrifice. We've cleansed our individual body parts. We've relied on the Holy Spirit, and now we're looking at the Word of God. Now, when we think about the Word of God, the first thing I want you to do, I want you to think back to how the Word of God was to these original people with the temple, with the tabernacle. Did they have their Bibles they would take with them to church? Printing press, not around yet. Scrolls, a little heavy to put in your back pocket of your cloak, okay? You know, so we don't have the Word of God, but yet the people were called to remember the teachings that they had had. They would go to the synagogue, they would learn the Bible very regularly. And the Bible for them was the law. This was the Bible for them, was what was told through the priest. The Bible for them was going to be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, for most of the Old Testament. Okay, so these people are being told the word of God, and they've got to be able to put it in their mind, and they've got to be able to put it in their heart. And so one of the things that, now I'm going to get past this, but one of the things that I want you to do as part of your prayer time, I just want to ask you, and the first thing that I do when I stop here is I just kind of stop. And I don't read the word yet, but I just listen. And I think it's very interesting that Jeremy chose that song right before the message today. Slow down enough to listen. Cease striving would be the Psalm 46, what it says. And what I do at this point is I just try to slow down enough and say, Lord, speak to me through your word. Remind me of your promises. Remind me of the truth that you have given me that I know in my heart. And I want you to, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to just take time to listen. Do you take time to listen? Maybe it's just a minute or two. Lord, just speak to my heart. This thing is so heavy on me right now. Can you just show me what you would say about it? Show me your truth. And what God often does for me is he reminds me of his promises through his word. And I think that he wants to do that with you. Others of you, you might not even know the word that much. It's hard to meditate on something you don't know. So some of you, you need to begin to read the word a little bit more. You need to read it. As we see in Psalm 1, this is one of my favorite psalms. It's the first one. And it's just simply, so blessed is God is with you, and he is wanting to bless you. And it's saying, blessed is the person, the man, woman, who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. So you can walk among the wicked, I think it's interesting, or stands in the way of sinners, or sits at the seat of scoffers. So there's progression. First, I'm just kind of walking with them. Then I'm actually standing with them. Now I'm sitting in their presence, and I'm just allowing them to penetrate my heart, penetrate my thinking. And this is what we do oftentimes. But it says, but his delight, so you're not blessed when you're hanging out with the sinners and just spending your time there, but you're blessed when your delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the word of God. And on his law, he meditates both day and night. And so this is talking about this, the importance of meditating on God's word. And what it says about it is when you do this, he is like a tree planted by streams of water. And what it says is that yields its fruit in its season, its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. God wants to prosper you, but he also created you, and the word of God is your owner's manual, if you will. And as we can learn to just meditate on God's word, what ends up happening is our anxiety begins to get replaced with God's word in our heart. Our incorrect thinking and our lies and our stinking thinking that we deal with, all these things get replaced with truth. And we begin to have more spiritual fruit in our lives. So take that time to listen. Meditate on it. I want you to see that you're blessed when you meditate on God's word, when you read it. The next thing that I want us to think about is sometimes we just need to take time with it to read it and to learn more. And when we learn more, the point of our learning more Bible is not so we can get more stars on our chest for saying more memory verses. It's so that we can understand God's character in our lives. So God wants to, he shows us who he is through his scriptures. So when I'm reading scriptures, I ask a lot of questions about the scripture, but one of the things I ask is, what am I learning about God? What is this scripture saying about God himself? Because the scripture is not as much about me as it's about him. And as I understand that it's rightly about him, then I am rightly placed within it, and I begin to understand, oh God, this is who you are. This is where I am. Lord, help me to remember this. And so I learn a lot about God's character. And when I learn about God's character in my prayer times, because that's what we're talking about, I get to this table of showbread, and I'm going to just listen for a while. And then I'm going to rely on his character. God, I'm seeing some injustice around me that I don't get. I know your level of justice is so much higher. I need to trust that you are just. God, you are just. You are holy. You do things different than I do. You are holy. You're set apart for perfection. God, I praise you because you are holy. Lord, right now I'm not being very compassionate in this particular area. I am such a sinner and so far from you. I need more compassion from this person. God, you are a God of compassion. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your compassion. Teach me to be more like you, God. And I begin to just rely on his character over and over and over again. Now, we're talking about his word. It might be that, like I said, you need to spend some time in his word with promises. Where do I start? Couple places you can start. The Bible app I mentioned to you guys, it's a great place to start. It has reading plans for you. That might be a good place, a basic place for some of you to start. Others of you, you know the Bible pretty well. You just don't have the consistent thing. It might be that you read just a little bit. You can read a proverb a day. It would take you 2 or 3 minutes to read one chapter of Proverbs a day. I love to, every once in a while, when I find myself getting too heady with my relationship with the Lord, I think it's important that we feed our mind, and I think it's important that we feed our heart. And so sometimes I'll read the epistles, and I'll read more the heady type things, but then when I recognize that I'm getting a little bit too heady with it, I'm going to switch back to the Psalms. And I love to read through the Psalms every once in a while because it just, man, my heart is so hard. I'm such a jerk sometimes. And God can speak to me with that. So I might read a psalm a day. And so there's different things that we might be able to do. And then, back to how do I pray this? What I'm going to do is I'm going to understand God's character, and I'm going to, Lord God, thank you for your character. I praise you for your character. I might go to a psalm, and I might literally pray the psalm back to the Lord. I wrote down kind of an example of this in Psalm 24:1. The earth is yours, O Lord, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Lord God, the earth is yours, God. I trust that you have put me here for a reason, God. I trust that you have control over all this junk going on around me politically, which we're going to have to deal with for the next year, right? Or forever, I guess, probably in our country. For you, O Lord, are a great God. You're the king above all gods. In your hand are the depths of the earth. The mountain peaks belong to you. The sea is yours. You made it. By your hands you formed the dry land, Lord. And I'm going to pray back Psalm 95. I might go, even in that song that we sang, you saw some Job at the end of Job. And at the end of Job, when God's been doubted by Job for so long, finally God speaks, and Job just has to go, oh my goodness, and just has to surrender himself because he sees God's power. So I might even go to that and just say, Lord, you created this. You created the stars. You hold the storehouses of the snows in your hands. You're in control. And I'm going to pray that back to him, and I'm going to remember his character. I think another thing that I want to ask you guys to do when we're at this table of showbread, when you're praying God's word, remember his promises, okay? Pray back his promises. Father God, I thank you for having no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, and that is weakened by the sinful nature, you did by sending your own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. Lord, I just praise you for that there's no condemnation, because right now, I think I deserve condemnation, and I'm just buying some lies. Thank you that there's no condemnation. God, and so we're thanking God for his promises. Maybe we're saying, help me to understand that the loving chastisement, the discipline that I'm going through right now might come to me because I've rebelled against you. And in Hebrews, you say that as you discipline me, you're doing this out of purity. God, help me to understand that your discipline is love. And I might pray back. I'm in a stage of discipline. I might pray back that, Lord, I know that you discipline those you love, and I thank you that I'm your child. Lord, please help me to learn my lesson now that I don't have to learn it again later. Lord, you make everything beautiful in your time. I'm going to pray back Ecclesiastes 3 because I don't like my stage of life. God, I'm struggling right now. why do I have to wait for this? Or why did this happen? I like life. I don't like death. Why am I having to go through this? I don't like disease. I like health. Why is my friend having to go through this? I don't love my job situation right now. Why does it? And so I might just be praying, Lord God, you make everything perfect in your time. Lord, I know that you do. Will you just help me to remember that today? And so I began to read through Ecclesiastes and pray that back to him. Maybe you feel hated by the world. I'm giving you some examples because as we understand the word of God and we pray it back to them, the purity of our hearts, we begin to see things differently. We begin to trust that he's in control. And God begins to take the life that is in the word and put it back into your life. Lord God, I feel hated right now by the world. You've told me, though, that the world hated you first. You said that I belong to the world, and we're praying back John. And so there's just all these different things that I want you to remember praying back God's promises. We see that Abraham did that. We see that we see Moses even do it when God is having a lot of frustration with his people. Moses reminds God of his promises. We see David do that regularly. I feel like the whole world's against me, but I'm going to trust you. You're a shield about me. You're the lifter of my head. God, lift my head. We see this all the time. So remember God's promises. I think the next thing is fight the enemy's lies with the word of God. Is it okay to just admit that sometimes we are being told flat-out lies by the evil one? And we are, and we buy into them so many times because we start listening to the wrong things. And I think that we need to learn to fight the enemy's lies with the word of God. Jesus does this in his temptation. Satan just twists it just a little bit. Jesus replies with the word of God. No, you got it wrong. He knew better. And so what we're doing is I'm being lied to right now. I feel insignificant. I feel insecure. I feel like I'm not a good enough mom. I feel like I'm not, you know, and we have all these issues that are going on with us right now. I'm not pretty enough. My friends are popular. All these things are going to be lies right now. And so this is one, I read this from Dennis Jernigan. If my father says something about me, even if I cannot see it yet, I can rest assured that it is so. And I can begin to put on that truth and walk in it. I can no longer blame someone else for how I view myself. I cannot make the old excuse, that's just the way I am, because it's no longer the way I am. God's made me new. I take back the stolen ground by simply being in a relationship with my Father. His holy genes are now part of my inheritance from him. I must simply stand and be who he says that I am. And so I want to ask us, when we get to this time of our prayer life, that we can just simply sit in the Word of God, that we can spend some time reading the Word of God. I will pause from my prayer life completely for a little bit and just read a whatever section of Scripture that I'm in at the time. And I'm just going to sit and read it. I'm going to say, God, show me who you are in it. Show me your promises. Show me what lies I'm believing right now that are contrary to what you're teaching. God, will you show me your character that I need to recognize in this time? And so I'm going to spend some time in the Word. I'm just going to listen for a while. God, what is it that I'm not seeing with this situation that's hurting me right now? How do I need to grow? And sometimes, like I said, I'll pray a psalm. Or sometimes I'll listen to the Proverbs. Sometimes I'll read through sections of Scripture. Sometimes I'll do other things. And I just want us to get to the point where we begin to recognize this table of showbread and we begin to see where we are. So this is maybe the engineer's drawing, if you will. And we've entered in door, altar, laver. We've got the lampstand and the showbread. And the next one we're going to be at is the altar of incense. We're not going to take the time. We're going to finish everything next week. And what we're going to talk about next week is the altar of incense. How do we truly worship God in our prayer times? How do we lift him up there? The altar of incense is a place where there's constant offering. We see incense as offerings of the saints of God. And then the Holy of Holies, where God's presence is. How do we actually pray? So I guess I want to end by just, we're taking our time through this because I want you to learn to approach the throne of God. This doesn't need to be long. This can be 5 minutes. A lot of you are like, I don't have time to pray this way. I will pray this way some days for 5 minutes. And I will just make sure I recognize the blood, make sure that I'm thankful, make sure that I wash two areas of my body that I know are not honoring to the Lord. Make sure that I rely on the Holy Spirit and make sure that, God, am I relying on your word? Am I listening to your word? Or am I making up who you are? So we're going to next week end this series with the last few parts, the Holy of Holies and the altar of incense. So I'll have the worship team come up, and let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, I thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to learn your word. I thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to come before you in prayer. God, I pray right now, God, that as we end our time together through worship, through singing, and through worship, through giving, God, I pray right now that you would just take our offerings back to you, Lord. Use them for your glory. Transform us through our offerings, Lord, and begin to work more deeply in our lives, God, and this week in this city. And I pray that the month of February would be a month of revival for our city, and that we won't even know where it comes from, but that we would begin feeling the prayers of those around us, and we would participate in that as well, God. Our lives are, they're yours, and we just thank you for the opportunity that we have to live in you. And we just pray that as we end together in worship, God, that our worship would be pleasing to you, and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.